Poetic terrorism.
Weird dancing in all-night computer banking lobbies. Unauthorized pyrotechnic displays. Land art. Earthworks as bizarre as alien artifacts strewn in state parks. Burglarize houses, but instead of stealing, leave poetic terrorist objects. Kidnap someone and make them happy. Pick someone at random and convince them they're the heir to an enormous, useless, and amazing fortune. Say, 5,000 square miles in Antarctica, or an aging circus elephant, or an orphanage in Bombay, or a collection of alchemical mass. Later, they will come to realize that for a few moments, they believed in something extraordinary, and will perhaps be driven as a result to seek out some more intense mode of existence. Built up brass commemorative plaques in places, public or private, where you have experienced revelation or had a particularly fulfilling sexual experience. Go naked for a sign. Organize a strike in your school or workplace on the grounds that it does not satisfy your need for indolence and spiritual beauty. Graffiti art loans some grace to ugly subways and rigid public monuments.
All of our lives, we have fought this war.
Poetic terrorist art can also be creative for public spaces.
There is only one way to save our city.
Poems scrawled in courthouse lavatories. Small fetishes abandoned in car parks and restaurants. Xerox art under windshield wipers of parked cars. Big character slogans pasted on playground walls. Anonymous letters mailed to random or chosen recipients. Mail fraud. Pirate radio transmissions. Wet cement. Shock produced by poetic terrorism ought to be at least as strong as the emotion of terror. Powerful disgust, sexual arousal, superstitious awe, sudden intuitive breakthrough, Dadaist angst. No matter whether the poetic terrorism is aimed at one person or many, no matter whether it is signed or anonymous, it
does not change someone's life,
aside from the artist, nothing else.
Poetic terrorism
is an act in a theatre of cruelty which has no stage, no rows of seats, no tickets. And no words. In order to work at all, poetic terrorism must categorically be divorced from all conventional structures
for art consumption,
galleries,
publications,
media. Even the guerrilla situationist tactics of street theatre are perhaps too well known and expected now. Carried out not only in the course of mutual satisfaction, but also as a conscious act in a deliberately beautiful life, maybe the ultimate poetic terrorism. The poetic terrorist behaves like a conscience trickster whose aim is not money, but change. Don't you poetic terrorism for other artists. Do it for people who will not recognize, at least for a few moments, that what you have done is art. Avoid recognizable art categories. Avoid politics. Don't stick around to argue. Don't be sentimental. Be ruthless. Take risks. Vandalize only what must be defaced. Do something children will remember all their lives. But don't be spontaneous unless poetic terrorism means it's possessed you.
Be ruthless. Take risks.
Dress up. Leave a false name. Be legendary. The best poetic terrorism is against the law. But don't get caught. Art as crime. Crime as art.